The Letter on Light Blue Stationery by Joy Berry. Hello, my name is Joy, and I'd like to tell you a story about Pamela and an important lesson she learned about the value of each and every person. In her whole life, Pamela had never known a person who had died. A goldfish she won at the school carnival died, and her very first cat was killed when it was hit by a car. Pamela felt bad when her fish and cat died, but they were pets, not people. Pamela would soon learn that the death of a pet is different from the death of a person. It all began one day when Pamela came home from school.
"I'm home!"
Pamela announced as she walked into the house and closed the door behind her. Her mother responded to Pamela's proclamation by calling out from the family room.
"Pamela, please come here. I need to talk to you."
"Uh-oh, something must be wrong,"
Pamela muttered to herself. She walked into the family room and found her mother sitting at the table, writing a note on some light blue stationery. The look on her mother's face confirmed Pamela's suspicions. She wasn't looking forward to hearing what her mother had to say. Pamela placed her school books and lunchbox on the table and heaved a big sigh as she settled into a chair. Solemnly, her mother began to speak.
"Mrs. McAllister called today. She told me that Audrey Steinhofer had gone to her aunt's house to spend the weekend, and Audrey and her aunt were driving to the grocery store when another car crossed over the center line and hit them head-on. Audrey's aunt was hurt very badly, and..."
Pamela's mother paused, took a deep breath, and then went on.
"Audrey was killed."
Pamela jumped to her feet.
"Killed? Audrey Steinhofer killed?"
She gasped in disbelief.
"Yes, sweetheart. Audrey Steinhofer is dead,"
Pamela's mother affirmed softly. Pamela began pacing back and forth nervously, wringing her hands as she walked. It was unlike Pamela to talk before she thought about every word she was going to say, but at the moment her brain was too stunned to think, so unconsciously she began to ramble on and on.
"It can't be true. I just saw Audrey on Friday. I've been going to school with Audrey since kindergarten. Well, I don't believe it.